Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Helping skeptics see the king. I once worked with a guy that was the epitome of all talk and no action. After a while, people just stopped listening to him or believing anything he said. But something worse is someone who says he will do something, but doesn't have the power to finish what he started. In that case, you may have believed him and not taken any steps of your own, so when he finally admits defeat, you are totally unprepared to step in and help finish the task. I think that comes close to the two attitudes people had prior to the first advent of Jesus in Bethlehem. Some people thought all of God's promises had just become all talk and no action. But after Jesus began his public ministry, his skeptics may have originally thought he was all talk and no action, but when they saw how the people responded to him, they realized he at least had the power to sway a crowd. But they certainly didn't think he could finish what he started. The religious elite, the Sanhedrin, had their own plans in the works, and it appeared to them that Jesus was just going to get in the way. So they hatched a plan to have Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, have Jesus crucified. As Jesus is hanging on the cross, you can hear the skepticism and derision in the voices of these religious elite. In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the king of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Matthew chapter 27, verses 41 to 43. After all, they had experienced messiahs before, Acts chapter 5, verses 35 to 37. So they thought this Jesus from Nazareth was just the next in a long line of pretenders. King of Israel indeed. Ha! But when someone tells you what they are going to do, and then they actually do it, skeptics are turned into believers. We see this happen in people like Nathanael, a whole village of Samaritans, and one of the thieves that was crucified alongside Jesus. John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51, John chapter 4, verses 9 through 42, and Luke chapter 23, verses 39 to 42. Even though Jesus told his disciples exactly what was going to happen to him in Jerusalem, and then it did, they were still skeptical of the claims of his resurrection until they saw it for themselves. Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 and 19, and John chapter 20, verses 3 through 8. Just like the prophets told us how Jesus would come from a virgin and be born in Bethlehem, and then it happened, so Jesus foretold his death and resurrection. There is a common theme here that turned all these skeptics into believers. Philip said to Nathanael, "Come and see Jesus." The Samaritan woman said to her fellow townsfolk, "Come and see Jesus." The criminals saw and heard Jesus' loving words when he forgave his crucifiers, and the doubting disciples ran to the tomb and saw and believed. See John chapter 1, verse 46, John chapter 4, verse 29, Luke chapter 23, verse 34, then John chapter 20, verse 8. Skeptics need to see and hear for themselves that Jesus has the power to do what he says he will do. We are the ones that preach this good news to them by the way we live. We have to live as good citizens of the King of Kings so that people will come and see what a good and loving king he is. For those who are skeptical of the claims of Jesus the King, we have to live in a way that makes it real. We have to help them see the King of Kings. Advent isn't just a long-ago event that we fondly remember. The first advent is proof that God has the power to keep his word. And just as we have seen the first advent, so we will see the second advent. If you've missed any of the messages in this Advent series, I've shared a link to all of the messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.